I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The threat of closure has come against the last official church building in one city in Turkey. This historic church, in which three different congregations meet, received an eviction notice last month. The notice declared the building unsafe and told them to leave before August 24th. However, Bruce Allen with FMI tells us
they have just had like a survey done by the Chamber of Geological Engineers, and their foundation is secure. There is no corrosion. There is no cracks. Their building is one of the safest in the city.
One pastor, whom we'll call Eric, has petitioned the new governor of the province to intervene. He suspects it's an attempt to prevent Christians from gathering next year for the 1700th anniversary of the Council of Nicaea. Ask God to preserve the church building as a place of gospel ministry. And in the backdrop of the active conflicts in the world today are ordinary people who suffer deeply and need the hope of Christ. Denise Godwin with International Media Ministries says tragic stories in the news can serve as prompts for us to pray for fellow Christians we can only imagine are caught in those stories.
Bombs falling, losing your house, being arrested by government officials. All these things are just desperate, desperate things. And those people need to know God loves them. And he hasn't forgotten them if they're believers. He hasn't lost track of them if they haven't met him yet. He's looking for them, yearning for them.
IMM programs have reached people in Ukrainian, Russian, Arabic, and more. They know God's heart is to save those in deep pain. Pray for God to open doors into people's hearts in places like Iran, Israel, Ukraine, Russia, and all other nations. And pray for endurance for our fellow Christians. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.